Country Club FM.
It's time for the Kazoo Name That Tune to start today's almanac.
Okay.
Today's topic and category, movie themes. Themes.
Okay. Rocky. Theme from Rocky. Did I get it? Eye of the Tiger?
Yes, there you go. It's not the theme of Rocky.
Yeah.
The theme of Rocky is Gonna Fly Now.
Oh, yeah. I apologize to everybody who wanted only one song, and I really spurred two.
Right, you did.
Yeah.
I could play that kazoo over and over again. It's such an easy instrument to play. Neil, you really should get into it.
I know. I'd love to.
Today is Thursday, February 22nd, 53rd day of the year, 312 left to go. They're just disappearing again on us these days.
Amazing.
These days are just disappearing on us here for the almanac.
What's this? A piece of toast? A pretzel stick? Popcorn? What blockhead cooked all this?
You know, remember the Thanksgiving? Charlie Brown,
yes,
Thanksgiving,
yes.
Snoopy whipped up toast,
yes.
Jelly beans, pretzels, and popcorn. It turns out that actually, as much as they made fun of Snoopy and Woodstock for whipping that thing up,
right,
they were somewhat historically accurate, because it was on this date in 1630 that Native American Quadwaquin introduced popcorn to English colonists at their first Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow.
Popcorn was at the first Thanksgiving dinner. So we all need to give Snoopy and Woodstock and in Charlie Brown, he was the one who set up the whole thing,
right,
on the ping pong table.
Give them some props.
We owe them an apology.
Right.
We
ridiculed them.
We did. I mean, they made fun of them. 1630 on this date. Also, 1879, Frank Woolworth. We didn't have a Woolworth in our town or any of the other towns. We had Ben Franklin's, and we had our local drug stores that were owned by people. But we didn't have the Woolworth. It was more, I think, of a bigger town phenomenon. The guy by the name of Frank Woolworth opened his first five-and-dime Woolworth store in Utica, New York, this day, 1879. I think at first it wasn't a big success, and then they touched a nerve later on and erupted.
Maybe
they're not
was,
around anymore.
Maybe it was radio advertising.
Well, we still have Walgreens, but no
not.
Woolworth.
Yeah, right.
The old
Ben Franklin's are gone too.
No, there's still a few.
I
looked it up. Somebody still had. There's still a Ben Franklin, a key store, as we called it when we were kids, because it had the key on it.
Yes, yes.
There was still a Ben Franklin somewhere, because I looked it up.
Nice.
Somewhere in Minnesota.
All right.
1879, 1920, the first dog racetrack to use an imitation rabbit opened in Emeryville, California. The real rabbits weren't all too happy. The real rabbit union.
Right.
They got very angry and protested. There were riots. They were picketing. There's all kinds of stuff going on. The real rabbits. And they found something else to do.
Right.
They went to go, you know, chew on somebody's garden. But they weren't happy to begin with, because they were using imitation rabbits. 1920, this state in California. 1935, you could no longer fly an airplane over the White House. It wasn't a problem in the 1880s. But in 1935, airplanes were becoming a little more prevalent.
That was restricted airspace.
Restricted airspace, and it still is to this date.
Right.
And no drones, not even a paper airplane. You fly a paper airplane over the White House, you're going down.
Yeah.
They're taking you down.
Mm-hmm.
1935. How about this on this date, 1980? Really doesn't need any words.
You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow, up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game.
It's over.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable.
Still described as the greatest sporting event, game of the 20th century, the Miracle on Ice, Jim Craig draped in the stars and stripes, Mike Arizioni, all he did is score big goals.
You got one there.
Al Michaels on the call, Ken Dryden doing your color commentary.
An iconic call from Al Michaels.
Kind of made his career.
It did.
If he, if that game doesn't happen, maybe he doesn't become the Al Michaels that we know and love.
Yeah, it was great.
He might be calling minor league hockey somewhere in the Northeast in the Frontier League or something.
Who knows? No, that was great.
That
kind of gives you chills.
So the U.S. women win gold on the anniversary. And obviously that wasn't a gold medal game. That was only a semifinal game. They had to
beat Finland.
Yes, a few days later. But 1980, that's still... The Canadians tell us to turn the page.
Well,
because when I was working minor league hockey, we would watch that on the bus all the time. And the Canadian players on the team, hey, guys, turn the page.
Yeah.
Turn the page. But it's still great to and the way the landscape is now, something like that will never happen again. Not only was it sports, it was political.
Very much so.
With the Cold War going on, and we didn't have a whole lot of contact with the Soviet Union. They seemed like they were on another planet. We were on another planet.
Yeah.
It was the USA. It was the USSR. We had our six guns on our side ready to go. And
1980 was a difficult
Afghanistan
time.
Afghanistan was going on. Wow. So that was this date, 1980. I can still remember it. Of course, we watched it tape delayed.
Yes.
Think of that.
Uh-huh.
Think of that. Some people who are really into it listened to it on the radio and knew, but a lot of us didn't have waited until we could watch it tape delayed from Lake Placid.
And then word started to filter that they had won, and then everybody watched
it. Yeah. 1984, the Bubble Boy died. David the Bubble Boy.
Gosh, I remember that.
12-year-old Houston boy. It was him and another kid that was also in a bubble that was the basis of that movie that John Travolta did.
Yes.
It was the boy in the bubble, John Travolta. And we wouldn't have had, I don't think we would have had that great Seinfeld episode also without the boy in the bubble. Moops. No, it's Moors. Moops. 1984. What happened is David the Bubble Boy, they took him out to get a bone marrow transplant. And he did get the transplant, but there was a dormant virus. He was so susceptible to anything and everything.
Yeah, he had no
just common germs. Yeah, he had no immune system.
System.
So he got a bone marrow transplant from his sister, and there was some dormant thing that they didn't catch when they screened her, and he died on the scene. Only 12 years old, 1984.
Very sad.
Very rare case.
Mm-hmm.
Also in 84, the U.S. Census Bureau reported on this date that the state of Alaska was the fastest growing state of the decade of the 80s.
Wow.
Population increase of 19.2%. People were going to the final frontier, Neil.
I guess.
It didn't hurt that they were handing out checks for thousands of dollars in oil revenue to people.
Yeah.
Because I have family that live up there. In late 70s, early 80s, they were getting thousands of dollars per year. It's gone down. They've dipped into it a little bit to use it for state money, but they still get some money. They still get some of the oil revenue.
Really?
Some revenue sharing for people that live in Alaska.
No wonder your brother stays there.
Well, yeah, that's where he's making all his money. And he's selling his plasma. That's good money in that up there, too.
Oh, for sure.
Well, let's move on to birthdays today.
Are we still having dinner with the Rice Checks?
Rice Checks, 8 o'clock at the club. Oh, and you better learn their names as of tomorrow, their family.
That's a lovely thought. When it comes your turn to get married, do me a favor. Elope.
He was Molly Ringwald's father.
Oh.
Oh, wait, here's one more funny little exchange.
Her. Mr. T.
Who would marry her? Mr. T? We should call Mr. T. Would he marry Molly Ringwald? Would that be a good pairing?
That'd be an outstanding pairing.
They could trade each other's jewelry.
Yes.
They could each wear each other's jewelry. Paul Dooley is 90 today. That's him from 16 Candles. Bobby Hendricks.
You get that itchy, twitchy feeling. You start a rockin' and a reelin'.
He started with the Drifters, didn't stay with them during their hit making. He wasn't with the Drifters when they were making all their hits, so he went solo.
And a rollin'. You don't understand.
Itchy, twitchy feeling. That's the name of this song from 1958. Do you remember it, Neil? You got it on your iPod?
I don't. Sounds like a Big Q staple, though.
Itchy, twitchy feeling. You know what? That isn't any kind of a special thing. That's just your dry skin.
Oh, during that's winter. Does
please,
get terribly
that's
dry.
Right, to please use some emollient. So we got Bobby Hendricks, 80 today. How about this guy?
I'm Sergeant Taggart, and this is my partner, Detective Rosewood. You always treat visitors from out of town like this?
We're more likely to believe an important local businessman than a foul-mouthed jerk from out of town.
Foul-mouthed?
He was Taggart. Sergeant Taggart, the Gerald Ford lookalike.
Wow.
From Beverly Hills Cop, John Ashton.
Yes.
Is 70 today. He and Roseweed, or is it Rosewood? It's Rosewood.
Yeah, Rosewood.
Good stuff. They made a good team.
Yeah, the first two I thought were pretty good.
And you know, he got caught with the banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah. Banana in the tailpipe.
How about this guy?
I'm Julius Irving. People call me Dr. J because of how I operate. For 20 years, I've been making my rounds in these, Converse.
You know Dr. J.
Well, he's my guy. He's my idol. Guy.
You grew up idolizing Julius Irving.
He revolutionized the game. Yeah. And he basically forced the merger of the ABA and the NBA. Because some of these ABA, where venue he was playing, they were outdrawing NBA teams by a wide margin.
He was with the Nets, right?
Yeah. He drew sellouts wherever he went. And the NBA said, we got to get that guy in our league.
So the reason there's a slam dunk contest.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Taking off from the free throw line and slam dunking home. And I still remember that one against the Lakers, the Rock the Baby one.
Oh, my gosh.
That was beautiful. Julius Irving, Dr. J, the good doctor. Dr. J is 68 today.
If you're all alone with the pretty birds have flown high, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Are you excited about Mamma Mia 2, Neil?
I don't know if excited is the right word.
Well, this is Julie Waters. She was one of the gals on the Mamma Mia movie, and they're coming out with Mamma Mia 2.
Yeah.
That's her singing the ABBA classic, Take a Chance on Me. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, 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 take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, chance, chance.
That's good.
So she is 68. She also played somebody's mother on the Harry Potter film, 68 today, the captain.
Do you like boats? Does the sea call to you like it calls to me? Yes, the sea is all like, Ed, come hang out. I like Galactic President Superstar McAwesome Bill. You're coming on the boat sometime. Stepping off.
Kyle MacLachlan, that's him on How I Met Your Mother as the captain. Yeah. He was Orson on Desperate Housewives. Mm-hmm. He was on Twin Peaks, Portlandia. A few other things. He just kind of show up on things.
Sure.
And he is 59 today. Vijay Singh. How do you pronounce his last name? You like to pronounce it differently.
Vijay Singh.
Singh. Because he singes the cup.
He's good. Good guy and a good player. He was out at the Minneapolis Golf Club when he was there for a Tom Lehman event and followed him around. And, you know, he was one of the longer hitters in his time.
Is he from the island of Fiji? What's his country of origin?
Yes, he is. From the island of Fiji.
He's got a good swing to pattern, good simple swing, not a lot of moving parts.
Putting was always his.
Putting is an issue. That's why I said he singes the edge of the cup and it doesn't go in.
You're right.
Vijay Singh, he is 55 today. Pebbles Flintstone born on this date.
No, Barney, you grab the suitcase, I'll call it. Hello, Dr. Rockpile. This is Fred Hospital, I'm taking my wife to the Flintstone. Come on, Barney.
That was the date that Pebbles Flintstone, this date, 1963. Pebbles Flintstone born.
That's awesome.
She is 55. Can you believe that? Pebble Flintstone's showing some gray. And then do you remember
a few
years later, at one of her birthday parties, the dancing girls.
Boy, oh boy, we never had anything like this when I was a kid.
Hush up, Barney.
I love that.
What a great laugh from Barney Rubble.
I remember that song. It's like implanted in my brain from that episode where the dancing girls and the band and the poker chips show up instead of the clown.
Right.
Oh, boy. So happy birthday, Pebbles Flintstone, today, doing your best. Rachel Dratch. She was Debbie Downer, Saturday Night Live, 52 today. One of the Borg.
Photon torpedo complement 32, class 6 warhead. Explosive yield 200 isotons.
How did you obtain this information?
We are Borg.
Yes, of course you are. Jeri Ryan
Borg
from Star Trek Voyager. She was 7 of 9.
Like Bjorn Borg?
They were Swedish automatons.
Oh, wow.
Swedish cyborgs, a combination of carbon life forms and technology. It's what the Borg was.
Right.
And resistance is futile. Resistance is futile if the Borg comes to your universe or your galaxy. You might as well just lay down. Unless you're Jean-Luc Picard.
Oh, yeah. I liked her in Body of Proof also.
Yeah, she was, if any of the Borg were hot, it was her.
Yes.
Jeri Ryan is 50 today. That scream you hear is Drew Barrymore. And E.T. is bellering as well. That sounded like a cow giving birth.
Yes.
I think that's what they used for the sound of E.T. In that particular clip. He kind of looks like a Guernsey. Drew Barrymore is 43. She's been in a lot of things.
Since she was a very young child.
She got into trouble then.
Yeah.
She was doing some drugs and things. I think she straightened her life out. Yes. Wedding Singer is a good film.
Yep.
Her and Adam Sandler. It's very tender. Drew Barrymore, 43. Your turn.
Gone, but not forgotten. Old wooden teeth. He never told a lie, and he chopped down a cherry tree.
I love the ad. There's an insurance ad now where George Washington is crossing the Delaware Turnpike. Where he's in the boat, and they're dragging him across the road. We all have people to see.
Places to go. That's pretty good.
Big man with his horn.
That is. It's very good.
With his sideways hat.
Right. We're talking about our first president, George Washington. He was born on this day, the year 1732. The guy who gave us the Boy Scouts, Lord Robert Baden-Powell, was born on this day, 1857. He was prepared from day one, and he did a fine job.
You know what? He went to his grave regretting the fact that he didn't come up with Boy Scout cookies before the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, just
missed opportunity.
That was a missed opportunity. Baseball Hall of Famer Bill Clem, he was the first umpire elected into the Hall of Fame. And he was born in the state 1874, so he was, calling games in those early 1900s.
Ha! He had a tie on.
Yeah, he had a tie on, that's right. Emmy Award-winning actor Robert Young from Father Knows Best and Marcus Welby.
Are you drinking daily? How much?
I don't really know, Dr. Welby.
Oh, I think you know. I think you're drinking heavily. Whoa. You're already beginning to show neural damage. After a certain point, that can become irreversible.
You know, when Dr. Marcus Welby talks, that's where I got a lot of my medical advice when I was a kid.
Yep.
I wouldn't have to go to the clinic in Mora. No. I would just watch an episode of Marcus Welby, and I knew what was wrong with me.
Yeah.
I knew in second grade that I had a hernia because of Marcus Welby. And then I went to the hospital, and then I watched Marcus Welby while I was in the hospital.
Outstanding.
My parents paid the extra money to have a TV. You had to pay extra back then.
Oh, yeah.
You still do. I don't know. But
my mom, being a nurse, we watched all the doctor shows, and we certainly watched Marcus Welby.
Well, I'm sure she's a big fan of Consuelo.
She was a big Consuelo fan. Robert Young was that actor, and he was born on this day, 1907. Gave us some great shows. Actor and Emmy Award-winning director Sheldon Leonard. He won Emmy for The Danny Thomas Show, and there was many others that he was involved with. 1907. Remember eccentric owner of the Oakland A's? He wanted to go to the orange baseball, and they wore the white shoes, which was so taboo. And he was a great owner in baseball. Charles, don't call me Chuck Finley, born on this day, 1918. If you were watching NBC at any time, you know this voice.
It's Saturday Night Live.
I'm Don Pardo. Don Pardo, the voice. With all due respects to Vern Gosden, Don Pardo was the voice for a long time as well. 1918, all the game shows. Tell them what they've won, Don.
Yeah.
Jeopardy, Price is Right, etc. Don Pardo, 1918. Massachusetts Senator, one of the Kennedy clan. Ted Kennedy, former President John F. and U.S. Attorney General Roberts' younger brother, Ted Kennedy, the whole Chappaquiddick thing, 1932. George Sparky Anderson. Has anybody else? Maybe Tony Lasorda did it, too. He won World Series titles as both a manager in the National and the American Leagues. Sparky Anderson did it with the Big Red Machine, the Cincinnati Reds, and the Detroit Tigers. Sparky, born on this day, 1934.
But we took him down in 87.
Yes, we did. You remember Ernie K. Doe?
Mother-in-law. 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 The worst person I know.
The worst person I know.
Mother-in-law. Mother-in-law.
That's quite an indictment right there.
That is. That's, not flattering. Ernie K. Hyphen Doe, born on this day, 1936. Another fine singer.
Good morning, starshine. You lead us alive. My love and me as we sing.
And Gene, of course. We're talking about a one-name singer, Oliver.
Be dip, lippy, looby, lobby, libby, la, 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 lo, lo. They just forgot about writing any lyrics here.
Naba dooby daba dooby naba wada.
Scooby dooby doo.
Yeah, Oliver. I love it. 1945 for Oliver. And he was taken down in an accident by, what was it, a stingray?
He got bit by a stingray.
Yeah, crocodile hunter Steve Irwin. Now his daughter carries on his legacy.
Live by the stingray, die by the stingray.
And he perished. Steve Irwin was the gentleman's name, and he was fun to watch on TV. It was a tragic loss. 1962, all gone, but not forgotten.
And that is your almanac for Thursday, February 22nd. You keep calling me.